In today's halacha, we are continuing with the areas of obligation of checking and cleaning for chametz as a continuation of the previous class. So yesterday we set a foundation that the chachamim only required one to clean and check for chametz in those areas reachable by hand. There are a few exceptions to this law. If a person has chametz on top of a bookcase, on top of a closet, on top of any high surface, even though, correct, it is not reachable by hand, nevertheless, since there is chance that chametz can fall, the chachamim obligated one to take the chametz down and either get rid of it or include it within the mechiras chametz section of chametz of the house. And this is something that a lot of people forget and are not careful of, that a lot of times people leave chametz mashke, such as whiskey, on top of cabinets, and it can be seen throughout the whole Pesach, and this is incorrect according to halacha. Rather, it should either be gotten rid of before Pesach or placed in the closet together with all the other chametz items. Regarding chametz, it's found in a pit area, which is common in those homes that have what's called a merpeset sherut, a laundry balcony, which people don't go into and it's only used to hang laundry. So if there's any chametz in that area, then if it's not common to go down into the pit of the merpeset sherut, it's not required to clean for chametz there, and you don't have to go the extra mile and go in there to remove chametz, even if you know for a fact that it's there. However, if for whatever reason it's common to go into the merpeset sherut, then one would have to clean it out from chametz, as would be the law of cleaning for any other area. Let's give a few practical examples with regards to chametz in unreachable areas that don't have to be checked from the letter of the law. Moving furniture and appliances. Chametz is found on the furniture and appliances. So from the letter of the law, the halach is as follows. Any chametz that's found over furniture or appliances that is sitting on the chametz, and a dog will not be able to reach the chametz, then the halacha is that from the letter of the law, you do not have to move them at all in order to search for chametz. And even if you know for a fact that this chametz is there, you don't have to move them. So for example, if you have a bookcase, you do not have to move your bookcase and check under it for chametz. However, if the furniture or appliance is slightly elevated above the floor, such as when sitting on wheels, then since a dog would be able to reach the chametz, one would be required to remove the chametz from under. In all cases, if one does plan to remove the appliance and furniture for cleaning purposes, then he would have to do bedikas chametz in that area. It wouldn't help to cover it back up. The same would apply that if one desires to remove it on Pesach for whatever reason, then he should remove it already before Pesach and clean under it. Does one have to use toothpicks and the like to remove chametz from areas that he cannot manage to remove with his hands? So once again, here too, the answer is no, because the chachamim did not require you to do anything else other than remove with your fingers. However, regarding a fridge and any area of food, even though it's not required as a result of the owning prohibition, however, it is required as a result, so practically you don't end up eating chametz, chas v'shalom, on Pesach. As when you move the fridge, who says that some chametz crumbs that were left in crevices will not fall, God forbid, into food? So therefore, regarding a fridge and any area of the like where food is stored, we're extremely careful to go above and beyond and clean out even the nicks and crannies to make sure that there's no chametz. In the event that you're not able to reach it, then you pour bleach in those areas, and this would apply in all cases, such as, let's say, a chair. Then you would pour bleach in that area in order to kill that chametz that's there, and you do not have to undo the chair as we discussed in yesterday's class. Must one remove his car seats in order to remove chametz that is stuck under them? So once again, here also, the halacha is that if it's all chametz that's reachable by hand, must be removed. If it's not reachable by hand, then you don't have to min adin b'yisrael kodeshim heim. So we either use a vacuum or we pour a spoiling agent such as bleach over the chametz. Must one undo the keyboard of his computer to remove the chametz stuck under the keys? This we discussed yesterday, and based on the halacha that it's not reachable by hand, the answer is you don't have to. However, those that desire to do so and unscrew the keyboard, then we can protest them as Yisrael Kodeshim Haim, and they choose to go above and beyond the letter of the law.